This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi today, live all across the USA and around the world. On our show this hour, my first guest is actress Stephanie Powers. She'll be talking about a new venture that she has and some great things going on with animals and elephants in particular. It's a great story. Judge Rhonda Willis will be joining us. She has a brand new show that's in syndication right now. It's called Relative Justice. She's the judge and the host of that show. We'll be chatting to her about it. Then Keith McGee will be here. He's a truck racer for NASCAR, Air Force veteran, but he's got a really unique story that he wants to tell, and it's something that affects 40 million people in the United States alone. Kelly Edwards will be joining us to talk about sprucing up the home for spring. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Cecchi today.
Balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their job. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
March is Women's History Month, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is celebrating with new ways to support women-owned small businesses. Here's Meta's Vice President of Global Business Group, Nicola Mendelson.
Meta's latest Global State of Small Business report reveals that 2 years into the pandemic, nearly a quarter of U.S. women-led small businesses remain inoperational. In order to help, Meta is expanding our hashtag SheMeansBusiness program, which has already supported more than 1.5 million women to help address the ongoing financial literacy gap. We're also encouraging everyone to spotlight their favorite female entrepreneurs to raise awareness of just how much value they bring to the table with Meta's global hashtag BuyFromHer challenge on Instagram Reels.
Throughout Women's History Month, Meta will also be offering free training and resources for women-owned small businesses. You can learn more at facebook.com/SheMeansBusinessHub.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Cecchi today. We have a combination of beauty and talent. She just returned from Africa, where she oversees the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. We'll talk about that. Joining us right now, who's going to be starring in a Hallmark Channel original movie, is the ever-popular Stephanie Powers. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. It's nice to be on.
Before we talk about the show, and I want to talk to you about the wildlife preservation also, when I look down the stuff that you have done in the years, it is remarkable. I mean, you started off as a dancer, and then you were part of the Columbia Pictures, the final years of the star system that was out there, and The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., 25 miniseries, 200 episodic adventures that you starred in, movies for television, and of course, Feather and Father and Heart to Heart and on Broadway. Yeah. Boy, it's unbelievable what you've done. It's fascinating.
Well, not over yet.
It's not over yet. Well, hopefully it's not over a long time. And you start with a few famous people like Bing Crosby, Glenn Ford, James Caan, Sammy Davis Jr. Any big names, Stephanie?
Ava Gardner, John Wayne,
wow.
Maureen O'Hara.
Unbelievable.
Just to name a few. Lana Turner, just a few.
Just a few. I love the Hallmark Channel because they have motion pictures, and I say that, okay, because they are like motion pictures. I mean, they are done so well.
It's remarkable how well they're done given the short shooting schedule. It's because I think they always hire consummate professionals, and behind the camera as well as in front of it, and it's always a joy to do. They have a wonderful feel-good format. I just spoke with somebody who said, oh, it's like cotton candy, you know. It's like eating cotton candy. And I said, oh, I'm wonderful. They said, oh, yes, it just makes you feel so good. So here we are with another lovely little story about, you know, they usually have a format where there's a younger girl and a young boy who are trying to find their way in life or in their way in romance. And then there's the more experienced character who helps to give some advice and open the door to another possibility. And in this case, it's a young lady who owns a bookstore. She's trying to keep it afloat. She's grown up on fairy tales. She reads to groups of children. I run the concession of the tea and coffee and cakes and sandwiches in the coffee shop. And she needs a bit of financial support. In comes a young man whose father has the money to buy this property and turn it into some development. And she looks at him as the enemy. She's waiting for that prince to come in on his white charger. And one does come in, but he isn't quite the prince she thinks he is. And I'm the one who tells her that and gives her some other advice. And so that the frog can become a prince, she winds up with the boy she thought was the villain, who comes, really turns into the prince that saves the day. So there we are.
Boy, I'll tell you something. That was fantastic. It's like you wrote it yourself. Of course, our friend John Schneider is in it. But your role of Marilyn, you are, as you outlined, kind of a endless romantic. And you're the one that brings the advice to the table as the experienced one, okay? That pulling of the heartstrings that we talked about.
Yes, and they have a wonderful following. And I think this one will live up to all the others and keep the format afloat, because it's we need to have some smiles on the faces of our audiences. We need to make people feel good.
Yeah, and this does it, and the Hallmark does it.
I can remember a few years back talking to the late Ed Asner, and he did a lot of these kind of movies,
including The Gathering, which he did like in the 70s, and it still plays well today because it's such a good story. And, you know, here you have a movie, Love by the Book, that takes place in a bookstore. I mean, how more appropriate is that?
Yeah, cute title.
If I may, for a moment, your work to the William Holden Wildlife Foundation is fascinating. I know you spent a lot of time in Kenya. You just got back, I understand, from Africa.
Yes, the night before last. So I'm still on an 11-hour time chain. I'm very much hands-on in this.
I know.
It's not just some philanthropic effort that I put my name on. I support all the overheads of the foundation so that I can absolutely say to every single person that gives me a dollar that 100% of that money is going where they think it is, because I know how much people have to sacrifice, and they're all sorts of good causes, and they really do have to sacrifice to give money that goes overseas, because we have so many needy things in our own country. And this goes overseas, and we have reached, since our inception in 1982 with our education programs, well over 500,000 young Africans and their families, trying to spread the gospel of conservation, preservation, sustainability, and the understanding of how vital biodiversity is to the quality of life on the planet. I created some of the syllabuses. They're ever-evolving, and bringing in new information, new sustainable opportunities. And we have rural programs. We have 11,000 students a year coming to our central education center. More information can be found out about the William Holden Wildlife Foundation on our website, which is WHWF, WilliamHoldenWildlifeFoundation.org.
What are some of the challenges, Stephanie, that currently face this?
The biggest challenge we have all over the world is the increased population and how we're going to find sustainability and keep the natural world alive. Right now, the elephants are in such a critical situation that I can honestly stand and say here that if the rate of killing continues at this rate, there may not be any in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Used to be in my lifetime. No. It's reduced itself to that. And when people say, oh, I love elephants, oh, I love this, well, I'll tell you something that all of your listeners can do. People say, well, what can I do as a single person? Here's what you can do. It doesn't cost any very much. It costs the price of a postage stamp and a little bit of your time. The one thing that people will react to in China and that the governments will react to in China, which is the major source of the market for ivory, is that the only thing that seems to be anywhere near touching to their motivating for them to stop this is when it touches their pocketbook. On our website, we'll give you all the information of how to create a petition on a piece of paper with people's signatures. Flood the Chinese embassy in Washington, the Chinese consulates in New York and in San Francisco with papers that say we, the undersigned, will cease and desist from buying anything made in China unless you as a government stop the import of ivory, declare to the world and show signs that you will effectively make an effort to stop any boat, any shipment, that you will confiscate it and destroy it, and that you will stop this brutal and horrible killing of a world heritage animal that belongs to all of us on this planet, not just the Chinese.
I think that you are doing a remarkable job in this area, and I have to also add that my friend Bob Barker has echoed that same timeline for elephants. He said 5 years, just like you said. That's frightening to think that such a great creature would be extinct in 5 years.
But what we have to do is motivate people, you know. I come from a generation of activists. I can't sit still and let this happen. I've got to try and do something, even if it fails. You've got to try, otherwise just sitting and saying, thinking that somebody else is going to do it is not going to work. You know, the Vietnam War was stopped by my generation, who said, we're not going to take this anymore, and we marched in the streets, and we did a lot of demonstrations. We stopped power plants from, you know, being built on fault lines in California by demonstrating and getting arrested. We used to take our cause to the street. We used to do something about things. We don't do that anymore. We're so lulled into some fantasy that somebody else is going to do this that we don't realize it is us that has to do it. So we can do it with our pocketbooks. We can stop buying things that are made in China just because they're cheap. And we can tell the Chinese that unless they stop killing our elephants, we're not going to buy it anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'm on board. And again, go to whwf.org for the William Holden Wildlife Foundation website and learn more about what Stephanie's talking about, and it's very important. And also be watching on the Hallmark Channel, Love by the Book, starring the beautiful, talented Stephanie Powers. Stephanie, thank you so much. Will you come back again? You're a terrific guest. On a talk show, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'd love to have you come back.
Keep that passion going now for elephants.
Let's do it. Let's carry that torch, okay?
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephanie. Great lady. Great cause, Stephanie Powers. Don't forget to check out our website, ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. We're coming right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, I am very enthused to talk to our next guest. She is quite a lady. She is a judge and the first season of her new show, and then we're hoping that it comes back for a second season because it's good entertainment, and it's called Relative Justice. Its host is our guest, Judge Rhonda Wills. Hello, Judge. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's so great to be with you.
I love this show, and the reason I like it is that it's not the typical show when it takes place in a courtroom where they're litigating or having disputes in business or passive things that, bent fender or something of that nature. This is a very tough, tough situation because you are dealing with relatives. I mean, we're talking about sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, the whole nine yards. That has got to be an extremely challenging thing.
Yeah, so one of the amazing things about relative justice is that we focus, as you said, only on disputes between family members. And I'm so happy to hear that you watched the show, so you know if you tune in often, every day can be different. I mean, there are some cases that come before me where it's so funny and I am laughing so hard I can barely get my ruling out. And then there are other cases where it's just so sad and so tragic and the litigants are crying and I'm almost crying too. But that's what I love about this show is that you tune in every day and you get a different case, a different dynamic. But at the core of everything is the fact that these are family members, real family members who are bringing their disputes before me.
And I would assume that in some cases, Judge, you've got people like, I saw this one time, a parent against a daughter. I mean, is that a typical day in court?
Yes. So often you have, a mom against a daughter. You have a mom and a dad against a daughter. You have parents against a son. So, yeah, I mean, they come to my courtroom typically because there is a money dispute. But when you scratch a little bit beneath the surface, oftentimes there's something a lot deeper going on. I mean, when you think about it, if you're going to come to court and sue your own child, clearly there's a money dispute, but there's usually something a lot deeper going on there.
A lot of times people will say that you wonder how these family members get into a situation. Of course, the old saying is you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. What's sad about this is how it ruins families. I mean, it can really damage your relationship, as you mentioned in the introduction, forever.
Yeah, I mean, I have people that appear in court before me who haven't spoken for years, sisters that haven't spoken for years over a $1,000 dispute.
Yeah, and it's usually around money, isn't it?
You know, it's usually around money, but usually there's something else going on that's oftentimes a lot deeper than just the money. And that's what we often get into on relative justice, not just the financial dispute, but also the family dynamic. Because what I try to do as a judge is I try to resolve whatever the money issue is. We resolve the money issue, but I also, at the end of that, I try to bring the family members back together again where it's appropriate. Sometimes the family is so toxic that it's better that they stay apart. But the majority of the time, once you can resolve the money issue, family members can be brought back together again. Because when a brother and sister aren't speaking, that affects the entire family, not just the two of them.
That's tough over holiday dinners. It's tough over weddings, over funerals, because you've got family members that are still holding the grudge, even though the two parties that are initially involved have made some kind of a mea culpa. So that takes a lot of, I think, pressure on you to make this work, because you are dealing with family. Can you give an example of and don't use names, of course, but a really bizarre case?
Oh my gosh, I've had so many. I can give you a couple of examples. So I had a mom that sued her son in court for wrecking her car, and it turned out that he wrecked the car because he was high when he wrecked her car. And so she was suing him for the damage to her car, and then he showed up in my courtroom, and I took one look at him, and I listened to him talk, and it was very clear to me that he was high as a kite in my courtroom. And so in that case, I not only, and he admitted it, he admitted he'd done drugs just before coming into the courtroom.
Oh, great.
And so I resolved the money issue, but the other thing that I did was, at Relative Justice, we actually have a counselor that's on staff to meet with litigants after their case has been resolved with me, if I order that. And so in his case, I ordered that he meet with the counselor once his case was resolved, to talk to the counselor about ways that he could get into a good drug treatment program.
I've often wondered on shows like yours and shows like the Cops, is that what entices the person who is on camera, if you will, with a sad story and a personal story, why to go on TV? And of course, a lot of producers will tell me, hey, it's show business, you know, but they do open up their hearts, their minds, their thoughts on national television.
Yeah, you know, we live in an age now where I think people are much more open than ever before to sharing. And, you know, we see it on social media and we see it on reality shows every day. And on Relative Justice, I think the litigants that come on the show, it's not just for the experience of being on television. They really, really, really want help in trying to resolve what's oftentimes been a long-running family dispute. So I believe that they come to my courtroom looking for justice, looking for help, and hoping to make the situation better.
I think that's exactly right. Now, you completed 150 original half-hour episodes in front of a live audience, a live gallery, which is very, very unique. And hopefully you're going to be up for renewal on the second season. Now, you got to check your local listings for time and station, because it is in syndication, or you can visit relativejustice.tv for more information. Have you gotten word yet if it's going to be renewed for another season? Judge, I hope so.
I hope so, too, and so stay tuned. But hopefully we'll be hearing something soon.
Well, when you hear about something soon, would you please tell us about it? Because I want to have you back and talk about some of the events that's happened with Kanye and Kim and Alec Baldwin lawsuits. I want to expand on the show to talk about some of the legal aspects that are in the news today, and I'd love to have you come back and chat about it with us, Judge.
I would absolutely love to do that.
Okay, good luck. Keep up the great work, and keep those rules and regulations between siblings and parents intact, because if anybody can do it with great finesse and sensitivity, it's you, Judge.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Our guest has been Judge Rhonda Wills. Very, very compassionate lady, and needs to be, with her television show Relative Justice, of which she is the host. It's in syndication, so check your local listings for time and station. That's Relative Justice with our guest and the host, Judge Rhonda Wills. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden reassuring allies that America is committed to NATO. He did so as part of his trip to Europe, telling Poland's president that the U.S. treated its duty to defend NATO allies as a sacred obligation. President Biden delivered a speech from Poland on the need for the world to remain united in confronting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Prior to the speech, the president met Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. North Korea still has the attention of the United States, which has called for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a UN Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. No further details were disclosed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today, live all across the USA and around the world. Here's a story that I think is very enlightening and very courageous, too, because it's an individual who suffered a very tragic accident, injury, if you will, during a time when he was serving our country, but he didn't let his career go south on that. He became a very successful sports figure. Joining us right now is our guest, Keith McGee. Hi, Keith. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Great, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, I read your story, and it is fascinating, and I give you a lot of credit. Let me just brief everybody what we were talking about. You suffered a traumatic brain injury during a violent attack while in the United States Air Force, of course, serving our country. And as a result of that, you, like 40 million other Americans, now have a very, very difficult time with migraines. But that didn't stop you, because you became the first disabled veteran to drive in the NASCAR Camping Truck Series. Now, I have to tell you, I'm a huge NASCAR fan. Everything, you know, the whole nine yards, truck, Xfinity, Cup Series. Tell us about what happened and how you were able to continue a very successful career in a sport that, you know, has a lot of pressure, especially when it comes to thinking.
In 2005, I suffered a traumatic brain injury at the hands of six individuals. They attacked me and tried to take my life. Luckily, they were unsuccessful. And with that came debilitating migraines. I was suffering roughly five migraines per week for the first few years of my healing process. I worked hand in hand with my physicians and my neurologist to figure out what was triggering my migraines. My migraines are photophobic, so they're light induced, so sunlight cause a migraine. And so we worked on the preventative measures. I wear dark sunglasses. I have tinted windows in my vehicle with a prescription, and I just try to avoid the bright halogen lights that a lot of businesses have. So I know what's going to trigger them, and that helps me a lot with getting those numbers down. So now I don't suffer as many debilitating migraines that are caused outside of racing. I do suffer a migraine after every race, but those are migraines I know are going to come, and I can, you know, take the measures to attack those when they come. But it's definitely been a challenge, you know, racing with a brain injury. But it's a challenge that I fully accept, and I'm just grateful to have this opportunity to be living this dream.
You know, Keith, this job that you have is tough enough. And you mentioned something that was kind of interesting to me, and that's the fact that you get them after the race. You don't get them during the race?
No, during a race, I'm so hyper-focused. I'm not really paying attention to anything that's not happening right in front of my face. You know, I'm concentrated. My adrenaline's running really high, so I don't have time to focus on that. You know, I got to focus on what's happening in front of me at nearly 200 miles an hour. So it's every race, and it's typically 2 hours post-race that a onset of a migraine comes.
Do you know who Jeff Bodine is, Keith?
I do.
Yeah, well, Jeff is a dear friend.
Oh, very well.
Yeah, Jeff's a great guy and a friend of mine. And, boy, he had probably one of the most severe truck races in the history of truck races. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the video. It's amazing he walked away from that. It just goes to show
the safety implementations that have taken place in the last 20 years have really changed the sport. You know, we haven't had a major injury in 21 years since we lost Dale Earnhardt.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm a big advocate that the expensive safety equipment is expensive because it works the best. So I have nothing but the best of the best when it comes to safety equipment for myself in my truck. And, you know, I feel more safe in my race car at 200 miles an hour than I do in my personal vehicle at highway speed.
Isn't that something, boy? Okay, what did you do in the Air Force, Keith?
I was a radar specialist on the AWACS, which is a surveillance aircraft.
I'm very familiar with that. Well, thank you for your service. That's quite an airplane, isn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely quite the airplane. It came with its own set of challenges.
Now, what made you go into a sport that has so much to do with mental capabilities that could spark this migraine?
It was just that childhood dream. You know, I think millions and millions of people across the country have had that dream of being a race car driver. You know, you see it on TV, and it's just intriguing. And, you know, that dream kind of slipped away from me when I joined the military and then, you know, started a family and then a career following the military. And it wasn't until 5 years ago that I ever sat in a race car. It was an indoor electric go-kart track open near my house in Alaska, and I figured, this is the best I'm ever going to get. So I went and realized there was really good therapy treatment for me. And I had 111 starts with 97 first place finishes. And one night a gentleman approached me and asked me if I ever thought of racing in NASCAR. And, you know, I told him it was my dream my whole life. And that kind of brought me to where I am now. I've just taken these small opportunities to keep going and doing the best I can.
Now, I envy you for doing that. I did the Richard Petty experience a couple of times, and boy, I tell you something, it's the most exhilarating thing I have ever done, and I've done a lot of exhilarating things, and that one there tops them off. What do you do now for migraines? What do you take? How do you handle it? Is there a medication or some kind of a series of exercises or something you can do to lessen it or eliminate it, hopefully?
Well, you know, every migraine is different, and, you know, every person that experiences a migraine is also different. So, you know, the treatment that works best for me for that migraine might not work the same for the next migraine. And, you know, so I think it really comes down to just talking with your physician to come up with a good game plan on treatments that work best for you and really documenting your migraine. So that way you know on the onset, like, okay, this migraine is going to cause this. For me, I've had migraines that cause numbness in my face, migraines that cause my vision to go blurry. So, you know, it really just depends on what migraine I'm experiencing to really, you know, determine what my process of treatment is going to be, whether it's, you know, massaging my temples or, you know, taking a nap in a dark room or, you know, just trying to prevent that migraine from happening is, you know, everyone's different.
Keith, does this ever happen during a race?
Nope. I have not had a single migraine during a race. I think is it possible that I could have a migraine during a race? It is, but I'm so focused on everything that's going on around me that I probably wouldn't notice the migraine when it's happening.
You know, they talk about a disabled veteran, and of course you equate that with somebody who may be in a wheelchair or on crutches or unfortunately missing a limb of some nature of that, but you don't really think of a disabled veteran suffering from what you're suffering for. It's kind of a silent thing. I mean, people looking at you, watching you work, of course, driving a NASCAR truck, they would never equate that with, of course, the fact that you are working with kind of not totally armed, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for doing that. I really do. I think it's sensational. Now, do you have any advice for people listening where they could go if they are indeed suffering from this? And is it curable?
You know, if people are out there, and I know there's a lot of them that are suffering in silence with migraines and brain injuries, you know, a lot of times there's this taboo feeling that people are going to treat you differently because of what you're suffering through. And I think that's something that, you know, hopefully with my story, we can kind of put to rest. But, you know, we're still people just like everybody else. You know, we just deal with our day a little differently than everybody else. So if you're suffering in silence, please reach out, talk to your neurologist, talk to a physician, come up with a treatment plan that works best for you. You know, like I said, everybody's different, so come up with a few different plans and try them out and see, you know, what it can do for you and how it can change your life and get back to living that fulfilling life that everybody wants to live.
Great advice.
If you want more information on migraines and headaches, please visit headaches.org. If you'd like to follow my story as I journey through NASCAR, you can follow along on Instagram at Keith_McGee_7. And hopefully you can take something away from my story and my journey and, you know, implement it into your own life and, you know, just live life on your terms.
Great advice.
You control your own story.
Well, that's quite a philosophy, and I appreciate that, Keith. And you've got a new fan on the NASCAR circuit now with me, and I will tell you, I will be rooting for you this weekend. Where are you going to be at this weekend? I know you were at Atlanta last.
Well, we're heading to Austin for the Circuit of the Americas.
Oh, that's right.
But I'm only a relief driver until I can find the partners and sponsors to allow me to get back behind the wheel full time. So my last race was in October at Talladega, where I started dead lap, led a lap, and then finished top 10.
I was at that race in Talladega.
Well, yeah, it was a great race. I was having the time of my life.
Yeah, well, I tell you, well, we wish you luck anytime you want to come back and talk about, of course, the migraine trouble that you have suffered from, the traumatic brain injury during an attack while you were in the United States Air Force. Thank you again for your service, as I mentioned earlier, and also your great career in NASCAR. I wish you much luck. We can chat about that on the next time around, too. But thanks for joining us, Keith. You're quite a guy.
Thank you. Look forward to it, Ron. Have a great day.
You too. Wow, I tell you, what a story. What a story. Our guest, Keith McGee, and there's more to
Income live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
States and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, spring has sprung, and that's good news for a lot of people, especially up north. Boy, I tell you, they've had a real issue going there. And it's time now to talk to the best, and that is, of course, the MacGyver of Design. I love that moniker. She's been everywhere. HGTV's Design on a Dime, Style Network's Tacky House. You've seen her on the Design Network, Do It Yourself House Call. She's everywhere, and rightfully so. Joining us right now is lifestyle and design expert and our friend, Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. You know I love to talk to you.
Well, you can come back all the time because your ideas are great and you're a great guest. So, you know, it's a
It's a moment made in heaven. Let's put it that way, okay? So let's let's get right down to the nitty-gritty of what we're going to do here, and let's have a great time with you. Okay, let's talk about sprucing up the house for springtime. Now, outdoor is probably the first place people want to look because they've been cramped in their homes for so long between the pandemic and winter. They want to get outside and they want to make a nice living space for themselves out there. So where do we start, Kelly?
Well, the first place you want to start is the exterior. Absolutely right. Spring rolls around. Everybody wants to get outside. Perfect place to focus on is your curb appeal. Now, I particularly love fiber cement siding from James Hardy. Endless design possibilities with them, trusted protection, lasting beauty. To be honest, they just came out with their architectural collection, which is a modern look. It's sleek panels and nature-inspired textures. Some even look like wood, which is super cool. Now, you can mix a variety of different siding products for a range of different styles. They have about 700 colors in their Color Plus technology, which is awesome. Low maintenance, durable, color that absolutely lasts, so it doesn't matter what kind of house you have, maybe a classic colonial, handsome craftsman, beach house, doesn't matter. They have diverse options, about 30-year warranty on some of those. So no matter what, you can absolutely create a gorgeous exterior that's going to match the unique style of your home. So you can go to jameshardy.com, but a perfect way to bump up that curb appeal this spring.
What is that made out of?
It is made of cement. It's fiber cement Wow. siding that, I mean, I have these products here. I wish that you could feel them. They're absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And they're so durable, and the color will last, which is fantastic.
Oh, man. And it probably doesn't oxidize like aluminum siding, right?
No, it doesn't. It's actually a really, really great product. I have a client here because I do a lot of renovations here in California, and I'm actually thinking of using this product on their house.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, we talk about sprucing up the house, and we, of course, can't leave out the garden. And that's one place, well, it's one of many places, let me put it to you that way, that I'm really bad. Okay, so what do we do to spruce up a garden and do it even for people that don't have a green thumb, that in my case have a orange thumb, which is, you know, the worst?
Well, you know what? In terms of your garden, I tell everybody, always focus on things that give you the biggest return on your investment, right? And for that, it's fruits and vegetables. I love that. When the spring comes around, the only thing I want to plant is things that are, one, low maintenance for me. So you have to realize you have a green thumb or not. If you obviously don't, you want to plant the stuff that you can take care of. And two, plant the stuff that actually gives back. So at dinner time, if you want those fruits and vegetables, make sure you plant those in your garden. Always super important. I mean, obviously when everybody gets out in the spring, they want to get out in their garden and kind of take care of it. Even if you don't have a green thumb, it's really nice to be outside.
Can we do this on a budget? That's probably the big thing that people are watching today with gas prices and food prices going up. So you want to do something that's going to be cool, make you feel good, which is very important for everybody today, and still stay in a budget.
Well, you know what? I know that I have probably talked about this this site before on your program, but Slick Deals is where everyone needs to go. Because truly, if you're trying to save money, I mean, I'm the queen of steals and deals. That's my favorite thing to do, actually, is save money. So if you're looking for something, you can find the best products and the best price on Slick Deals. So it's a site. It's an app. They have a browser extension. They also have a loyalty program that has 12 million unique users. They all vote and vet on the very best deals from the top retailers like Amazon, Walmart, things like that. It's basically like having 12 million friends. Everybody kind of shares and understands the best deals, which is pretty awesome. And then you can also do what's called a deal alert. So let's say there's something very specific that you want to buy. Maybe it's an outdoor rug. Maybe it's a dining room rug, maybe it's a throw pillow, whatever it is. You basically set a deal alert, and it will notify you when a deal that matches your criteria actually reaches the site. So you'll get a notification. You can go to slickdeals.net to find out more information about that on how to save some money.
So that is a very, very unique way of doing things. I mean, just think about it. As soon as something comes up, you don't have to search every day. It's right there at your beckoning call. Everybody always thinks of spring, and they think of colors. And we mentioned, you know, the different type of colors on your home. The product that we were talking about, is it important to pick the colors that, let's say, are in? Because a lot of times colors, I'm in a homeowners association, and they'll say that color isn't okay for the house or for the back porch because it's not the latest in color. Does that make a difference?
Well, I will say this. Not everybody will allow you to maybe paint the inside or the exterior of your home any color that you want to, right? But you don't have to just paint a wall. You can simply paint, maybe it's like a cabinet, or maybe you want to paint a door, or whatever it may be. You don't have to necessarily paint the interiors, interior exterior walls if you can't. But I will have to tell you, one of the colors that's super popular for the spring is orange. So Discover Puerto Rico and Ecos Paints decided to bottle the iconic sun in Puerto Rico to create a limited edition, non-toxic, VOC-free wall paint. It's amazing. They actually collaborated with the Pantone Color Institute. So the color is kind of this red-orange hue of Puerto Rican sunshine. It basically is a color that can evoke a sense of adventure, a little bit of spontaneity, kind of like booking a trip to Puerto Rico. But if you can't book your trip to Puerto Rico, you want to add this color into your house, you could basically paint an accent wall, like I mentioned. If you can't do that or you want to do something else, maybe paint a cabinet with it, give it a little tropical refresh. Super easy to do. It's as easy as booking your trip to Puerto Rico. However, like I just said, if you want to go to Puerto Rico, which I highly recommend, and I say yes to all of that, super easy to go. U.S. citizens actually don't need a U.S. passport to get there. So if any of your listeners want to maybe find out about booking a trip to Puerto Rico, you go to Discover Puerto Rico's website, discoverpuertorico.com, and you can find out more information there.
I want to mention the fact that you have a design book out called Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. Normally you see recipes for somebody who likes to eat, but for a stylish home, that's a pretty cool twist. How does that work?
My dad came up with the concept at the dinner table, believe it or not. But we basically said, so not everybody can cook, but everybody loves to read cookbooks, right? And if you follow a recipe, you could actually create a great meal. Well, I want to do the same thing with design. So not everybody can design a space, but if I give you a recipe for a room, then you just follow along. So you basically go from top to bottom up, top down, whatever it may be. Follow along with my recipe, and you can actually create a room just like that. So it's super easy. So I basically named it the Design Cookbook, which is Recipes for Rooms.
That's very cool. Kelly, where can we go for more information on the stuff that we talked about and even more?
You can go to my Instagram, which is Kelly Edwards, Inc. I'll be posting all about these products there, or, of course, you can go to any of the brand's websites and find out more information.
You're always welcome here. You know that. You don't even need an invitation. Just come anytime you want. Happy springtime, and thanks, Kelly, for all the great advice you always give us, okay?
Thanks, Ron. You're the best.
You are too. Kelly Edwards, always enjoy when she's here. Lifestyle and design expert. If she says it, it's to be done. And she is known as, I love this, the MacGyver of design. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490.
That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
At the end of the month, that's a wrap for Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include Bowser from Sha-na-na, Marion Ross, Cecile on Happy Days, actor Steve Sciarrippo from Sopranos and Blue Blood, also Jennifer Weatherhead, vacation and travel expert, actress Stephanie Powers, Judge Rhonda Willis, Keith McGee from NASCAR, and Kelly Edwards. Well, we'll look for your company come next week, and we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world, except for Russia. And until then, I hope you have a great week, and I really hope that you have blue skies and green lights.